Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
So Republicans have to decide, who do they serve? Donald Trump or the American people?
President Joe Biden pushing the bipartisan border bill that would restrict migration and also provide funding for the border and for foreign military aid. With the deal looking dead, Biden is highlighting who killed it, sure to be an election issue. Opposed by former President Donald Trump and the House hard right, even some Senate Republicans who helped negotiate the bill in the end voted to block it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bipartisan compromise has no real chance.
And it's been made pretty clear to us by the Speaker that it will not become law.
Also Tuesday, House Republicans failed to get the votes to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over what they call his failure to secure the border. Meanwhile, a D.C. Circuit panel found Trump is not immune from prosecution for acts during his presidency, leaving him subject to felony charges for attempting to overturn the last election. Trump is expected to appeal to the Supreme Court, three members of which he appointed. Republican Representatives Matt Gaetz and Elisa Stefanik are sponsoring a resolution declaring the former president didn't engage in rebellion. This comes as the Supreme Court considers if Trump can be blocked from the ballot because he led an insurrection. Stefanik charges Democrats are attacking democracy.
As President Donald Trump continues to dominate in the polls, extreme Democrats will stop at nothing in attempt to prevent President Donald Trump from returning to the White House, and the Democrats are shredding the Constitution in the process.
Yesterday was Nevada's primary election, and tomorrow is Nevada's caucus. Nikki Haley was the only candidate on the primary ballot, while Trump is on the state's caucus ballot. The complicated system is sowing confusion among already mistrustful voters. Matteo Portelli is a UNLV student and spoke to Fox News.
It's entirely possible for someone to vote for Haley today and Trump on Thursday. For my own part, I do plan on caucusing on Thursday.
Ahead of the April 23rd Pennsylvania primary, voting rights groups are targeting the more than 2 million folks who could register or are at risk of losing the ballot because they haven't voted recently. Kadita Kenner is with the New Pennsylvania Project.
This year, we do have an aspirational goal of registering 60,000 Pennsylvanians to vote. And 60,000 for us is a doable number because we are a statewide organization.
Finally, Vice President Kamala Harris was in Georgia Tuesday, speaking to abortion rights supporters about an issue Democrats are rallying around nationwide.
And let us all agree, one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
Georgia law currently outlaws abortions after 6 weeks. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.